listening to Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
One of the best things about living in a multicultural world, about the diversity of the place you call home, is that it's also home to a wide variety of great tastes, smells, and flavours. If food can't bring us together, then maybe nothing can. But how difficult do you think it might be to recreate the food of the country you left behind? Or even to find the produce you need to cook the dishes you love? Lida Daliri came to Australia as a refugee from Iran 35 years ago. She does a heap of catering now for new refugees here in the southeast corner of Queensland. She's very kindly found time to have a chat with you today. Lida, good afternoon. Thank you for coming.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Sitting in front of you, between you and I, is a plate of delicious-looking food. And for someone who was disorganised to the point of missing lunch today... me. It looks really, really tasty. Yeah. Can you tell me, before we to get to know you a little bit more, about what you've got on the plate in between us?
What I've created here today is a sort of a finger food for the Persian communities. As in Persia, we usually have rice and stew, which is a very popular, and also kebab. But this is a minced cutlet, which we usually take it for a picnic when we go. It's easier to carry, easier to cook. So it's a minced cutlet with the potato, carrots, you know, eggs, and we fry the cutlet. And also on the side is a Shirazi salad, which is very popular in Iran. It's a cucumber, tomato, and onions, and dry mint, which makes it a bit more interesting, and also lemon and salt. And on the side also is a bread, which we usually have it with the bread. So it's sort of a finger food, which is an outdoor food we take it when we wanted to go for a picnic.
Brilliant. I mean, yes. This is the recipe you need this summer.
Exactly.
I want to take it down to the park right now. Lida, tell me about you. Where did you grow up? Where were you born?
I was born in Iran, Persia, and I left my country when I was 19, went to India to study. So I was there for 6 years. Then I got married, and we couldn't stay in India because we couldn't get settled there. So after we had our first child in India, we applied through UN to come to Australia, and they gave us a choice of three countries, but we choose Australia. That's, we thought that it's the best country. And we came here with my one-year-old son. We went to Devonport, and then we moved to...
Devonport in Tasmania.
Tasmania, right. Yes, from India.
A long
India.
Way away from Brisbane.
It was a long way, and it
very
was from
different
the heat
India. Yeah.
To the cold.
Wow.
And then from Tasmania, we just went to Melbourne because we couldn't find any jobs there. And then we stayed for there in 3 years in Melbourne. And then my husband got a PhD admission at the James Cook University in Townsville. So we moved to Townsville. My two girls and one boy. And we stayed there for 15 years.
15 years.
And then when the kids are grown, did their school and high school, they wanted to move to university. They moved to Brisbane. Then that's what brought us to Queensland. So we've been living in Queensland for nearly 30 years.
Great.
So we are a Queenslander.
Absolutely. In fact, you're actually wearing maroon today.
Yes.
So this is great. You're on That's ABC right. Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast. You're joined this afternoon by Lida Daliri, whose family came from Iran. She's Persian, creates beautiful Persian food, and there's a plate of delicious Persian food sitting right in front of me. I might see if I can try it in a moment, Lida, but obviously eating and talking doesn't go very well together. Actually, to that end, if we were to share a meal together at your home, are there any cultural traditions or things I should observe? Any etiquette?
No, we are very hospitable. Mm-hmm. The Persians are very hospitable. They force you to eat, even if you are full. So we don't want anyone to bring food to your home when you invite it. So it's very different than Australian culture, which we love, you know, bring
I
a plate.
Bring some sausages or something
yes,
if I came.
But when we invite people, which actually have visitors tomorrow night, and we usually ask them not to bring anything. And we make food, you know, rice and curries and, you know, lots of at least two, three dishes. And drinks and everything we have to serve ourselves. So this is the culture, Persian cultures, that we are very, you know, hospitable
I
about
love
these
that.
Things.
Yeah. I'm so glad we're best friends now.
Yes,
this is brilliant. So when you sort of in Queensland, was there much of an established Persian community?
When we arrived, it was not many Persians here, but at the moment, it's lots of Persians here, especially in the big cities like Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. And so there are many shops around now. They have open Persian shops, which they can sell the groceries. And also we've got Persian restaurants that it's getting bigger and bigger with the Persian community. There are big Persian communities, but because I left my country as a religious minorities, and I belong to a Baha'i faith religion, so we've got a Baha'i community also in Brisbane, so that we connect to the community. So we connected to the Persian community and the Baha'i community.
And is there a difference in the food? I mean, does the Baha'i faith have particular observations around food, tendencies towards food, food?
No, when we say Baha'i community, means they're not only Persian, there are many people from different cultures. There are Australians, there are many from many cultures.
Yeah.
So the food is just the food. But the community, Persian communities, they have the same food.
I see. Well, I've just tried some of your veal cutlet. It is delicious. What are the spices that I'm picking up?
We don't use much spice. That's a good thing about our food, that they're not too spicy. But the main thing that we use is turmeric. And turmeric is
something, a superfood now.
Yes. Yeah. Turmeric is something that we see it as a medicine, because it's good for the Alzheimer's, it's good for the infection, it's good for the ulcer. In every Persian food, we use turmeric. And with that also, we have got salt and just a bit of chili. That's all.
It's delicious. I can tell you that much. On ABC Radio, Brisbane and Gold Coast, it's nearly 3:15. I'm Kat Finney, and this is your Friday foodie session. We're taking a tour through the food culture and customs of Persia, courtesy of Lida Daliri, who came to Australia as a refugee from Iran 35 years ago. In fact, Lida, you do a lot of catering for new refugees. Tell me about that.
Don't do catering for the refugees. I used to have own a restaurant. But I have actually empowered the refugees, because I work in the Multicultural Australia. Mm-hmm. It's been nearly 9 years I've been working there. So I empower our refugees to start a catering business.
Uh-huh.
But we used to have a restaurant in Townsville. So I helped them to develop their capacities to, develop their business. So that's how we, but I've been doing catering for places and in many different areas. But at the moment, I'm working with the multicultural, so as a community development worker.
And how important is food to a refugee community? I mean, it really is something that takes you home in a foreign land, doesn't it?
Yes, it's very important. And that's what I believe, that when I work in my office, everything is related to the food. They come to me because I think that food and music is something that brings people together, and we can connect through food and music. And I think it's very important, and it's very much in the culture, many cultures, the food is the main thing to bring people together.
Well, I'm so glad that I had the chance to enjoy a little bit of your culture,
food
from your homeland. Absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
And
welcome. Did you try the salad?
Yeah, I will try the salad, but it's got lots of little bits, and I'm not confident I'll be able to swallow it down and talk properly at the same time without spraying it across the panel. So I might just delicately wait until we say goodbye. Thank you so much, Lida. Lovely to have had you.
Yeah. I just want to mention that my kids are they are now Australians and Queenslanders. So my son, who was only 1 year old when he came to Australia, he's a writer. So I just want to say that he's published his third book.
Brilliant.
His book is about raising humanity. So he's a writer and a poet and performer. So I just want to say
that. Can you get him into the program?
Yes, please.
Okay, good. All right.
So I'm proud to be proud to be a refugee, being in Australia. And I think it's one of the best countries that, people could live in. And thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for everything that this country does for us refugees.
Well, thank you. It was so great to have you. Your wonderful contributions extend beyond just providing me lunch. Thank you. On ABC Radio, Brisbane and Gold Coast, Lida Daliri.
You're listening to Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Queensland.